he's just really, really productive and versatile. I think he'd be a great fit for our defense, and Terrell's going to do some things with him, and he'll tell you a little bit about that in a second. But I'm excited to have him. Any questions? Yeah, like I said a couple of days ago, we just want to keep getting good football players. You know, we want to improve our front seven, our secondary, our offensive line, our receiver core. We want to keep adding good football players to this football team. That's what our goal is.
Moving up, were you worried Buffalo was targeting well?
There were a couple of teams that we had a concern about. We started calling at the very top with Houston and worked our way all the way down until we got to somebody where we had a good match as far as draft choices. But, yeah, there were a couple of teams that we thought were kind of hot spots for him.
I know it's just the quirk of how things worked out, but he did play with your first-round pick last year. How much did you get to see him last year, and how much did that kind of open your eyes to what he could do?
Yeah, we saw a lot of him playing last year, and it was really kind of, who is this guy? You know, because you're watching Ziggy, and this guy's making all these plays. And then he and Ziggy are really great friends, too. You know, when I visited with him when he was here, telling me how they were roommates together on the road trips and stuff. So I think Ziggy's probably happy wherever he is right now. But this guy is going to really help our football team. He's going to fit in well here, too. And now he has somebody on the team he already knows. So it's going to be a good situation for us, I think.
You said you looked at trade all the way up to the top of the second round. Do you have a first round grade on Kyle?
I'm getting to our grading, what we had on him, but we liked him enough to trade for him at the top of the second round.
Did the five touchdowns jump out at you at all? You're a guy who is around the football a lot, but when he does get it, knows how to turn it around and knows what to do with it.
Yeah, well, five touchdowns, seven interceptions, 26 career sacks. The guy's very productive in every aspect of the game, so we liked everything about him.
Did you flag Van Noy at all last year when you were scouting Ziggy?
No, I mean, like I said, we noticed him and wanted to know who he was, but he had to go out and perform again this year, too, you know, and he did a good job of doing that. So it wasn't a situation where we saw him last year and decided we wanted to pick him this year. Well, he's.
I mean, it seemed like he filled kind of a similar role in terms of versatility to what Ziggy did his last year at BYU. I mean, how much did that make him an appealing, you know, player for you?
And we always like guys who are multidimensional and versatile, and he fits into that mold, like I said.
You guys had the extra count picks. How much cushion did that give you to allow you to go and make this
move? Yeah, you always feel more comfortable when you got picks in the round, other picks in the round, moving one. And we were able to get a fifth-round pick out of this deal, too. We weren't in the fifth round before, so it was a good trade for us.
At the end of the day yesterday, when you reset your board, was he the number one priority for today?
There were about three or four guys that we targeted and said, we got to get one of these guys today. And he was at the top of that list.
Right.